Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today is the first in a series of several programs we've recorded at this year's Earshot Festival, which continues through next Friday. Today we'll hear highlights from a solo piano concert by the great Fred Hirsch from the opening weekend of this year's festival. Widely admired and very influential artist, composer, collaborator, and educator, he's made over 36 albums and received 8 Grammy nominations. Fred Hirsch works in a variety of settings, from solo piano performances like this concert or a week at the Vanguard, to duos with other instrumentalists and singers, and he's famous for his long-standing trio work. He also explores the realm of chamber music in mini operas such as his setting of Leaves of Grass. There's much more I could tell you about this inspiring and versatile artist, but let's listen to him play. The first two pieces we'll hear are original compositions and dedications. The first one is West Virginia Rose, dedicated to his mother and grandmother, and the second piece is Down Home, from a collaboration with Bill Frisell. Here's Fred Hirsch at the Steinway Concert Grand at Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College in Seattle. You're listening to a solo piano concert by Fred Hirsch, recorded at Cornish College of the Arts, presented by Earshot as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. We just heard two original compositions and dedications by Fred Hirsch, West Virginia Rose and Down Home. This concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news. Here's Fred Hirsch.
One of my favorite performing artists of any kind is the ballerina Suzanne Farrell. If you ever get a chance, look at her on YouTube. She's magnificent. Anyway, I wrote a piece for her based on the rhythm of the pirouette, and it's called Whirl. Thank you. takes its title from the slow movement of the Bach keyboard suites. It's a dance called the Saraband. This is Saraband. Thank you.
You're listening to a solo concert by Fred Hirsch, presented by Earshot as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. We just heard Sarah Band, inspired by Bach, on Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with jazz, blues, and NPR news. Fred Hirsch, solo piano, music of Brazil.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a choro, Brazilian piece, kind of like a ragtime, sort of. It was called Doce de Coco by Jacob de Bangli. I'd like to play maybe one of the oldest standards in my repertoire. This is After You've Gone.
After You've Gone, played by Fred Hirsch in this solo piano concert during the Earshot Festival at the Cornish College. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news.
I always end my concerts with a ballad and then something by Thelonious Monk. I'm not sure what I'm going to play yet, but it will be ballad, and then it will be something by Thelonious Monk. My sincere thanks to John Gilbreth and everybody here at Earshot. You guys are so lucky to have this festival here. It's a remarkable assembly of great artists, fantastic booking, and I'm just delighted to be here. Thank you. Song that I play often at the end of an evening. This is a piece of mine from some years ago. This one is called Valentine. Thank you for being such a lovely audience.
Thank you.
A beautiful encore composed by Fred Hirsch, concluding this solo concert from the Cornish College of the Arts, presented by Earshot as part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. That was Valentine by Fred Hirsch. Our thanks to Fred Hirsch for allowing us to record and broadcast his concert on today's show. Thanks also to Earshot, John Gilbert, Executive Director, for another great festival. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org.